I'm Trevor Schoonmaker, director of the National Museum of Art at Duke University. In February of 2008, we opened Barclay L. Hendricks' Birth of the Cool at the Nasher. He never had the big survey or the retrospective. There was no gallery that had all of his information, files, images, bio. The only place that existed was in Barclay's own home and his files. There was no archive to go to other than Barclay himself. So it was Susan who played a really key role, Barclay and myself. Barclay didn't do email. We get on the phone, we talk some things through, and Susan and I would track it down. That catalog, Birth of the Cool, I think people don't realize the amount of detective work and labor that went into just producing the hard factual information beyond curating the show. Basir, we acquired maybe 9 months or a year before the show opens. We acquired it in 2007. And I'd honed in on what I thought were some of the most dynamic works that were still available in his personal collection, which was quite a bit at that time. I consulted Rick Powell, who teaches at Duke. I'd only been a year at Duke, so I wanted to make sure we got this right. Rick and I agreed that Basir was the one because there's so few paintings with multiple figures, and Barclay maybe only did three or so that had the same subject in multiple poses. It's a large scale, it's a beautiful painting. There are a couple other directions we could have gone in. We thought that was the most majestic of the few. I was explaining this to Barclay. I said, you know, when I talk to artists, I hear the excitement in their voice about seeing your work. And they may have only seen one painting at the Studio Museum in Harlem. And it made a huge impact of seeing themselves represented in the museum. So I was explaining that to him. And I said, now that people have access to your work with this show, you're going to really see how influential you have already been. And that influence will only grow tremendously. And he said, yeah, Trevor, we're going to put on a great show. I love working with you, but I'll believe all that other boop when I see it. When people saw his work in Durham, the response was overwhelming. I think he got to feel some of the feedback from a younger generation and see it evidenced literally in their work, being influenced by him and tributes created in his honor. And I think that made him feel really good. Barclay was as cool as you would imagine. He radiated cool. He radiated calm, very confident. He had an extraordinarily warm smile, very embracing, welcoming smile that just puts you at ease. I've also seen him without the smile, not so much directed at me, but it could have also at times been an intimidating figure. I think what's odd today is I think there's a younger generation that just assumed Barclay was always a hero and not this overlooked giant in the art world.